brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, so now we're out of the back parking lot. And you see the video of this is going up in the next 2 hours on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Big report put out by Paul Watson. Here's the end of my discussion with Jesse Ventura. I gave him a couple of copies of Terror Storm and Martial Law, and he says, well, what do you get out of all this? You know, why are you doing this? And I break it down to it and for him and explain it, and he starts nodding and, you know, in agreement with me, and then he drives off closely inspecting his Terror Storm copies that he had. So here's the conclusion.
Government is people.
So it's a cross-section of society.
Yeah.
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, too.
Yeah, but I don't believe that Wellstone died other than pilot air.
But there have been other political assassinations via plane.
I don't know if there have or not. You're the expert, not me.
Oh, but in fact, speak of the devil. Kevin, where are those documentaries?
I got
them. I'm going to give you some documentaries and we'll let you get out of here and get on to the hacienda. You ever stayed in that famous hotel? That's where the Rough Riders met and planned everything on San Juan Hill? Old Teddy Roosevelt?
Nope. Stayed in Winston Churchill's suite in Havana, though. At the Hotel National.
Pretty nice?
Not particularly. Nothing is in Havana. Because
it's kind of broken down.
Broken down.
Not what it was in 1955.
I wouldn't know. I was four.
Here, have those.
What are all these?
And then here's another one I made. Those are two different versions. That's another one. Watch that. That's Terror Storm. And I put it out for free on the web, too. Go to Google Video if you want to watch him. And it's all bibliographed. Every statement documented. Declassified U.S. government documents, like Operation Ajax, where they staged terror attacks in 53 to blame it on Mohammed Mossadegh. They overthrew him. Gulf of Tonkin documents, USS Liberty attack. It's all in there, how they staged it all. And then we go into 9/11 and 7/7, how British intel ran.
What do you get out of this?
My country's free. I learned about government-sponsored terror researching black ops. It's all declassified. CIA.gov, you name it. So it's all declassified. You can go to CIA.gov, you can read about them staging attacks. Shooting kids, blowing up school buses in Italy. Yeah, they'll kill 110 people just sitting on the street corner. And I thought, my God, that's pretty damn dangerous. And then I read Northwoods before 9/11 happened. And so I said, I got on air and I was like, man, have you seen this Northwoods? And then 9/11 happened right afterwards. And then since then, I've interviewed all these NORAD people and all these other folks, and all I've done is study it. And then now the government's saying we're going to get nuked. And the Houston Chronicle reported they got FEMA camps. And I found out about all this, and I said, you know what? I better expose government-sponsored terror. So I made Martial Law, I made Terror Storm, I made Road to Tyranny. I don't have Road to Tyranny here. But just Terror Storm's my newest, it's my best. Martial Law's good, too. Take care, sir. I appreciate it. Please watch it.
I will.
Take care. Tufer, good seeing you.
Alex,
always. Yankee, you're running quite an operation here.
Alex, God bless you.
Oh, you're good. Thanks, guys.
Give me some time and I'm awake, you know. And I've got the assigned for 4 hours.
Hey, Jesse, you're going to be on the new media tomorrow.
What?
The new media tomorrow.
Okay.
The new media is a lot bigger.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to break, and in the next few days, I'll air some more of the interview inside and some more of the stuff that happened at the end. But I think it's a total of 22-minute clip going up on the web in the next hour, I'm told. In fact, it's already encoded and been uploaded to Google and YouTube. And it's going to be added to Paul Watson's article he's writing right now. So in the next few hours, the big report with Ventura. And, I mean, obviously, we've got scientists, we've got doctors, we've got physicists, we've got engineers going public on 9/11 being an inside job. But it helps to have movie stars. It helps to have former governors. It helps to have people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, you know, head of the Treasury, head economist. It just helps. And so this is the type of story that dumbed-down America will pay attention to. We've got a new headline coming out on the Ventura story. Help us spread it to the four winds. It's a Jesse Ventura exposes Northwoods. U.S. government plan to stage terror attacks. It's something like that. And so that'll be up there in the next few hours. Help us spread it to the four winds. We'll be right back with Vicki Karp.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the next few hours, it'll be going up on Infowars.com. We're going to carry this book. It's excellent. It's Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, 11 Experts Expose the Truth, edited by Waldman Delosier and Vicky Karp. And both, you know, great people. I know both of them. And High-Tech Election Theft in America. It is excellent. You need to have it. We're going to be telling you about it here in the next 52 minutes that we have left with Vicky Karp. Before we do that, I'm carrying a great video that I think is one of the most powerful 9/11 films I've seen. There are over 20 9/11 documentaries out there, and I only carry two or three other films on 9/11 that I haven't made. I've made four films on 9/11. Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, of course, we also then made Martial Law, and now Terror Storm. And they all give you the wide view, because history's so huge, each one covers a different area. Like, Road to Tyranny covers Oklahoma City for 45 minutes of the 3 hours, and then spends an hour on 9/11, and then an hour on the police state, and the whole control grid they're putting in. And Terror Storm is my best film. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror. We go and focus for about 35 minutes of the film in London, just on 7-7 being carried out by British intelligence. Then we get into the Madrid bombing, the Iraq War. It's an important film. It's out. Please get Terror Storm. It has 68 minutes of extras, and the film's almost 2 hours, so it's over 3 hours long on one DVD. But this 9/11 Mysteries Part 1 Demolitions just focuses in. They're going to make three films. Just focuses in, and it's 9 minutes long. Very fast moving, on the demolitions, and the eyewitnesses and the reports and the technology and the information and video that we hadn't seen before. It's 1995, and it's on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or you can write to us and, you know, tell us, if you haven't gotten Terror Storm, get it, and say, I also want that 9/11 Mysteries. Both of them are 1995 apiece. And you can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. People always say, hey, man, you say that too quick. It is Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order via the secure online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Get hacked. Get 9/11 Mysteries. Get Terror Storm. Get them all. Information is power. Shifting gears yet again and going to our in-studio guest, Vicki Karpov, I've known now for, what, 3 years or so. Vicki, you have come quite a long way from when I first met you a few years ago. You had started investigating election fraud, and you've gone down the rabbit hole, and the new book is Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on the show.
I appreciate it. Tell us about yourself, because I think it's not just a testament to exposing election fraud, but to how an average person, I mean, you're an exceptional person, but there's all these exceptional people out there who think they're average, taking action and what you've been able to do, not just locally now, but all over the country, along with other great folks like Bev Harris.
Well, it started, as many people know that have heard me speak around the Austin area, with listening to your show in August of 2003, and I came in mid-interview as you were talking to Bev Harris. And as a Toastmaster, always looking for a new speech topic, I was so startled at the information that she was relaying to you about these paperless electronic voting machines that had modems, that had secret software, that you could flip an election in a matter of minutes by hacking in a secret back door. And to be honest, I think I had the reaction that a lot of people have when they first hear the information. At first, I just couldn't make myself believe it. But I pulled over, and I was listening in my car, and I pulled over and I started taking notes, and I thought, wow, if this is true, this is going to make one heck of a speech for the Toastmasters. And so that's how it started, and one speech at Toastmasters has developed into a three-year, it's just a journey that with no end as far as I'm concerned, and has led to this book now.
Well, I'm going to be honest with folks. We're carrying the book, but I've only read about 70% of it. I've been so covered up. Being sick last week with stuff piling up, I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing. I read about 8 of the different chapters. It's an easy read. It's a good-sized book, but because it's 11 different articles, 11 different experts, you really get all the different facets. I haven't read the last few chapters, but tell us about Hack, because this is a book everybody needs to get. I mean, I immediately, when I started reading it, said, we're carrying this, and I'm almost done with it. It's by my bedside. You just delivered us some today so we can carry it. But tell us about Hack, High-Tech Election Theft in America. Tell us about some of the experts.
Well, we have 3 chapters from Bev Harris, and actually these come straight from her book, Black Box Voting, Ballot Tampering in the 21st Century. And Bev is, as I just mentioned, well, and as many people know, sort of at the forefront of this movement, because she discovered the Diebold software on the Internet and found that it could easily be hacked, and has now demonstrated that with her hacking team on 2 different types of Diebold equipment.
Yeah, they accidentally left their server open, and they had some backdoor stuff open on the web she was able to get to.
Yeah, when she reviewed that, it took her about 3 days to download it, but it was reviewed and considered to be a handbook on how to tamper with elections using that software.
I mean, we're catching them red-handed on their own website.
Yeah, it was just incredible. In fact, that was right after the 2002 election when Georgia, who had just purchased 100% Diebold machines, there were 22,000 of them, had a couple of severe upsets for the governor candidate and a senator candidate who, by by polls that are usually reliable, were supposed to be swept away by the Democratic candidates, and the Republicans won. And one of these 40,000 files that Bev Harris found was called Rob Georgia.
We've now had engineers at these companies go public. We have people go public and testify at state legislatures about they were hired to engage in fraud. I mean, really, it's like 9/11 and all these other subjects. It's just the general public cannot believe it's actually happening.
Yeah, it's shocking. And I know that, I mean, here we are, Alex, living in a country that sends election monitors out to third world countries to make sure that their elections are handled properly. And yet we here at home are living in an illusion of what is referred to as democracy. I understand we're really in a constitutional republic here, but most people refer to it as a democracy. But that's just an illusion. Our elections have really been privatized by corporations and multinational corporations, and the ownership ties to these companies lead back to top political operatives, defense contractors, and even foreign governments, and all that has been heavily researched by Bev Harrison, so that's why she is predominant in our book.
In fact, I always call things like this an orgy of evidence. I stole that from the film Minority Report. When the cop bust in, there's like a whole bed just covered with proof, you know, piles of photos and documents. But it really is an orgy of evidence, and that's almost part of the problem, is that there's so much evidence. It's unbelievable.
Right. And that's why we took Bev's chapter, our chapter two, which Bev Harris wrote and contributed, is an example. It has 100 examples of screw-ups with these voting machines that go back over the last several elections. And she could have gone, well, the whole book could have been that way.
But so you guys are nice, and you're being real careful. You're calling them screw-ups. I mean, now the mainstream media is saying, you thought 2000 was bad. 2006 is going to be record problems with the new machines. People you thought would win really won't. I mean, they're already getting us ready, quote, for nationwide screw-ups that are really smoke screens for them scamming.
Well, the Diebold people themselves finally had to admit that one of the ways that you can hack into their touchscreen machine, the TSX machine, outfitted with printers, which the black box voting hacking team of Hari Hursti and Herbert Thompson from Florida were invited in by Bruce Funk, a very courageous election official, in March of this year. And Kathleen Wynn and Bev Harris went there, and they videotaped this. And what they found was they found so many architectural designs for hacking that there's just no way anymore to just call it a glitch or a possible fraud.
Yeah, it's like somebody building a 10-story office building and saying that all the exit doors were accidents or entrance doors. I mean, it's designed for fraud.
Designed for fraud, exactly.
But the good news is that you guys have gone from just 3 or 4 years ago when Bev Harris was a voice in the wilderness, I was a voice in the wilderness, a few others, Victoria Collier and a few others, and of course the work of her father and uncle, who are dead now, that back then it was a conspiracy. Now it's all over the news. Okay, they're frauds. Okay, they're scams. Okay, it doesn't work. Okay, senators own their own election companies. People vote for them on. But they just go, so what? We're federally going to put more in the machines, and it's just an arrogance.
It is an arrogance, and I think what we refer to, or who we refer to as our elected officials, are really our selected officials, and probably have been for quite some time now, and it is kind of a frustrating catch-22. How do you vote out people when you're using fraudulent equipment? And I'm not sure I really have the answer to that, to be honest with you.
Well, that's the thing. We have to, but it fits in with everything else. You look at 20 years ago, there was some election fraud, but it was localized and pretty small. You know, LBJ did it in the famous Box 13 to get into Congress, and that's admitted. But it wasn't so centralized, and voter news services and these secret facilities and you look now at government. In the past, if 90% of people were against something, whether it be toll roads or open borders, it didn't happen. Now, it doesn't matter if 99% are against something. It doesn't matter. They just say, we're doing it.
Right.
And you can, they know.
Right, exactly.
What response have you gotten from politicians when you talk to them and like, hey, we know?
Well, not much positive so far. We are trying to educate some people who are running for office here locally in our Vote Rescue Group, which was founded by Karen Rennick, and we're trying to tackle this here with our Secretary of State, Roger Williams, with some actions that I'd like to get into in a few minutes. But we've had some candidates come to our meeting and give us their view on election fraud problems. And what we find is that, and this is very common even among the election reform movement, there are a lot of people out there who think that the solution to this problem is actually adding paper trails to electronic voting machines. And I just want to state right now that the view of
that just prints up a copy of the fraud.
Yes, it does, and there are numerous ways to hack in anyway, even if there is a so-called paper trail. And the point being, too, is that even if the paper was accurate, which nobody can prove that it is, then you're relying on audits and recounts. And if you actually take the time, if anyone researches what it takes to get an audit or a recount done, if there's a recount that's going to be done in a case that's really important, such as Ohio in 2004, they simply rigged the recount. That's all there is to it.
Oh, we down to Dubois, we caught our rigging recounts back in 98. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and 3 world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the 3rd World War, to produce their 1 world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
I want you to think about something long and hard. Really let it sink in out there. They're openly introducing legislation that's passed out of committee in the full Senate. May have already passed, I haven't looked in the last day, that says that they can secretly arrest American citizens and not give you trials and secretly hold you. And that everything is terrorism, every misdemeanor is terrorism. They're openly saying they may preemptively nuke Iran. They're openly saying we're going into a North American Union and have signed the documents and it's happening. They're openly saying all the major roads are going to be toll roads with transponders in your cars. They're openly saying that the private interest can come pay off government to take your private property. It's just insane crime after insane crime against this country. They're going wild, and it's because they know that they've got electronic fraud-based machines in nationwide, not just the 35% of the country that has the new touchscreens and hardener civics and Diebold, but the older ones where you feed the ballots in and it's a Scantron and it, because that's all on a memory tape. And it's incredible. And if you don't think people who want power are out there doing this, you've got another thing coming. Vicky Karp, who's the editor and compiler of Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, elaborate on the book and then some of the legal things you guys are trying to do.
Okay. Well, another great contribution to our book is by Kathleen Wynn, who has been working with Bev Harris and a co-investigator and researcher. And she does a great chapter in our book about what one citizen can do and how she started out, you know, kind of like me, just being interested in the topic. And then she went on to work with Black Box Voting and Bev Harris. And she has this great story that starts out with a dumpster diving for Diebold or against Diebold and finding some very incriminating documents that are still posted on the Black Box Voting website right now. Kathleen has just moved to Austin, so we're really looking forward to having her contribute her great energy to Vote Rescue. And we've got great contributions from Bob Fitrakis, who's running for governor of Ohio right now. He was an election protection monitor in Ohio.
I interviewed him. He's incredible.
He's an amazing guy. And he's an attorney. He's a PhD in political science. He's a genius. And he's a great speaker, very powerful and very passionate about this. And he does a fantastic job of
documenting. I was about to say that. How can you shut up when you know they're stealing elections? I mean, it's creepy. It's scary. It's like a horror movie.
Yeah,
I mean, we're living in the middle of a creep zone. Sorry.
Well, it sometimes to me it feels like people screaming out, and that there's some sort of a muffling device to keep us from being heard. That's what it feels like, because the mainstream media has done such a lousy job. But of course, you know, we understand, a lot of us do, that they're very controlled. Nonetheless, now Lou Dobbs show, they've been doing something electronic voting almost every day.
They're being forced to maintain their credibility.
Well, we're hoping to get an interview with them, maybe. We sent them the book, and they seemed interested. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But so we also have a chapter from Cynthia McKinney, and she now has lost her election probably because of the Diebold machine.
Well, they've done it to her twice now.
That's right. This is her second time. And so we helped her, co-wrote a chapter with her about why the current attempts at legislation to amend the Help America Vote Act are not going to work to solve this problem, because the one thing they all have in common is adding printers. And again, even people in this election reform movement,
the computer changes the vote, prints it into a box you don't even see. It's a joke. We need to remove these machines with wireless systems. We need to remove Diebold completely. They're totally untrustworthy. We need to go back to, well, what do we need?
We need hand-counted paper ballots with totals posted at the precinct level.
And then that's what's issued. They count them right there, and that sucker goes out.
That's right. And very important point here, too. Optical scan counters, as you were just mentioning, Alex, that are used to count paper ballots, they have the same fraudulent software in them that's been proven with the Diebold, at least, because that was another case where...
Listen, this didn't start 5 years ago. This started like 20.
Oh, yes, quite a while back. So these optical scan counters, which some people think, well, at least if you have the paper ballots, once again, they say, at least if we have them for a recount. We already know that's not going to work. In the case where audits
You've got the people that stole the election who are going to refeed them through machines again and give you the same answer.
That's right. And then in the case of mandatory audits, they're suggesting 2% audits. Or in one case, the Rush Holtz bill said, well, it could be more if the states decide it could be more.
Listen,
but
I went down
to
the commissioner's office in that 98 when they stole it from everybody. I had the paper saying double counting ballot boxes, falsifying signatures and breaking safety seals, and they said something, I forget, it's all on video, it's like, that'll be $25,000 for a 2% audit. I go, oh, I have to pay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've been caught in fraud, but you're running things, and so...
Right, exactly. In several cases now, we had a conservative Republican candidate for Texas Supreme Court Justice, Steve Smith, who lost his primary election in Texas in March, in part because the Hart InterCivic machines, the same machines we use here in Travis County, Austin, recorded in Tarrant County 100,000 extra votes than there were voters. So they back those out and say this did not affect the election results. He lost his election. He tried to file. He did file a lawsuit.
I mean, it's impossible to have 100,000 more voters than registered.
Well, that's what we would mostly think, yes. But then when he tried to get a recount done, the tab was going to be over $100,000. So that it's usually incumbent on the candidate to come up with that money, who's just run an expensive campaign. It just doesn't happen.
And then if you put the money up, it's the very same county clerk that stole the election, laughing at you with a couple guys in black uniforms. Right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
We're going to go right back to our guest, Vicki Karp. And we may take a few calls, and it's specifically on election fraud, the last 10 minutes or so. Yeah, we'll take some. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Haven't had a lot of time for calls today, but tomorrow we can also talk about Ventura going public on 9/11, questioning the official story. That's a big deal. And a lot more. But before we go back to Vicki Karp, New Millennium Concepts. It's made in America, the American Berkey water filter. They're also the national distributor of the British Berkeys made in England. And I was buying British Berkeys from New Millennium back in 1998. I've since bought over 10 of them. Most of them as gifts to give to family that I really care about. Because it is $195 for a base unit. But normally about $300 at the camping supply or at the mall. In fact, over $300 for a unit you get from them, directly from them, at wholesale prices for just buying one unit for one, what is it, $195? It's two $49 for all the bells and whistles, and you get two free gifts, two free portable sports bottles that clean the water. They don't totally purify. They make swamp water safe to drink. They purify out a lot of the stuff out of tap water for the gym or work. If you get two of those free, or potassium iodate or a sheltering-in-place DVD, excellent stuff. I would get the sports bottles personally. They're really great to have. But the big filtration systems themselves take about 2 minutes to put together, and it will save you so much on the bottled water you're drinking. You're insane if you're drinking tap water. You're totally and completely nuts if you're drinking tap water. It's so full of herbicides, pesticides, mercury, lead, arsenic, motor oil, petrochemicals, you name it. Now is the time. Give them a call. And if you already have a Big Berkey, give it as a gift. If your mother or your father or your neighbor or your son or daughter are drinking tap water, make them promise you to use it and to stop drinking that poison water. Or if they're using some cheap charcoal filter that just takes out some of the bad taste, say, no, use this. It's made in America. You get a discount price, and it supports this broadcast. Give New Millennium a call, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. And if we're going to take calls, my guys are masters at running off with the headphones out of this room. We have plenty of pairs, but they always run off with them. So if we're going to take calls later, guys, I need you to bring in headphones for Vicky Karp. But getting back to New Millennium Concepts, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com or order via InfoWars.com. Take action today. Vicky, continuing, and again, thank you so much for being here. You're talking about hacked high-tech election theft in America. 11 experts expose the truth, edited by Abby Waldman DeLosier and Vicky Karp. That's you. And, of course, you contributed articles to it as well and add to some of the other reports. Tell us what the 11 different experts cover in the book and why folks should get it.
We try to cover the whole thing, Alex, for the people out there who either barely know there's a problem or don't think there's a problem at all with our voting system. So we have everything from sort of a broad overview of why it's ridiculous to trust our votes to electronic machines by Lynn Landis, who was writing about this topic even before Bev Harris was, and actually helped inspire Bev Harris to work on it. We've got Bev's chapters, one which detail hundreds of examples of screw-ups with the machines, and then another chapter, one of her other chapters that we took from Black Box Voting with her permission, was describing the amazing conflicts of interest that we have with these voting machine vendors in terms of the ownership ties, such as Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska as an example.
I think that's a key chapter. Tell us about that.
Well, Senator Chuck Hagel was elected in his state of Nebraska after, 24 years of no Republicans being selected or being voted in. And he had, at the time of his first Senate race, a $5 million ownership interest in ES&S electronic systems and software, which he did not disclose after he won his race by some overwhelming margin of victory, counter to usually reliable polls. And he had this amazing sweep, I think, across the country. This was like the biggest upset of the whole country. And then he did the same thing again when he was reelected, yet he never disclosed that he had ownership ties to election systems and software, which counted 80% of the votes in his race.
And then we, of course, have the example of Michael McCaul with the owner of Clear Channel, the chairman, Lowry Mays. He's married to Lowry Mays's daughter. Lowry Mays is also his biggest political contributor in, 80% of the ballots cast in the three-county district, Williamson, Travis, and Hayes, were cast on Hardiner Civic machines.
Right. You got that connection with Hart. And then, of course, you have some people know this, but the former CEO of the Diebold Company, Wally O'Dell, was a Bush pioneer, which is someone who was committed to raising $100,000 for the reelection campaign in 2004 for Bush.
And he wrote a memo saying, "Well, I guarantee you, I will deliver you Ohio."
That's right. In a campaign contribution letter he put out in 2003, he committed to delivering the electoral votes for the state of Ohio to the president, which certainly did happen, and that's where many of us believe the election was stolen. In 2004, most of us that have been studying this for a while, Alex, and I'm sure I know you're probably right in there with us, totally believe that the last two presidential elections were stolen for Bush.
Yeah.
And I say that personally. I want to make sure people know I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. And
the point is, we're guarding the vote here. We're objectively, coldly looking at the facts. Everybody knows I'm no Democrat. But notice Gore. I don't think it was staged in 2000. If they were going to steal it in 2004, though, they had to have somebody take a dive. And so not only was the election itself staged at the local level with the machines, Kerry also took a dive.
Right, and that's I think that's true.
He didn't contest. He didn't.
He said he was going to have, and I think maybe he did have, 40,000 attorneys on the ground all over the country to make sure that every vote that was cast was counted. And then he just throws in the towel the next morning.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, and there is so much evidence about what happened in Ohio, and that's why I think Bob Fitrakis and Harvey Wasserman have done such a great job recounting that in books and articles that they've written about what really happened in Ohio. It's very important information. That's why we feel very fortunate that we got that chapter from Bob and another article by he and Harvey Wasserman about that topic.
Absolutely. Tell us about some of the other chapters in Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, because, again, there's 11 different experts in here that hit different angles of it, and that's the type of info I like, that is multifaceted. It gives you a big picture, you know, that gives you width and breadth.
We have another chapter by a computer programmer named Jeremiah Aiken, who we're lucky enough to have also as a new resident of Austin. He is formerly from Riverside, California, where they were implementing the use of Sequoia machines, which is another one of the top four electronic voting machine vendors. And his dad got an invitation to come down and to have a look at them testing out these Sequoia machines. And his dad gave him his invitation because he's a high-tech guy. So he went down there and watched as the election official in Riverside, California, tried to sort of gloss over a lot of the problems with the software and actually asked people in the room to sign and affirm that they had seen this software being tested when in fact they had not. It had been tested out of their sight, and he refused to sign that paper. And then later on, just as Bev Harris found the Diebold software on the internet, he found Sequoia software on their website. And he has torn it apart.
I mean, these guys are so arrogant. For those that don't know, a lot of internal stuff is saved on servers at companies. It's the same servers they're using for the Internet, and they will save them for intercompany use with subdomains that are supposedly private, but these fools don't know it's open to the web.
So now we have two of the top four electronic voting machine vendors whose software has been reviewed by experts. In both cases, it's clearly designed for fraud, and yet the other two, Hart InterCivic and ESNS, they act all offended that we don't take it on faith that their software is clean. I call that faith-based voting. I'm not interested in that.
Well, again, we're going to take some calls coming up here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231, specifically on election fraud. Does it make you angry? Does it upset you? Are you going to get involved? What are your ideas? As Vicki Carpenter said earlier, how do you remove people when they already have their fraudulent machines in place? And, Vicki, I want to talk some about solutions. I have a solution for this, and it will work if people will simply implement it and do it. What you have to do is, you have to have a paper, a petition done properly, say in a place like Austin, Texas, where you get hundreds of thousands or 100,000 or whatever it takes, signatures saying we don't trust the electronic voting machines because of all these past problems we've witnessed, and, you know, kind of have a writ listing it. And so we want to have it put on the ballot that with this petition, that it be funded to have an election with paper ballots to see if we want to remove, say, in Travis County or Austin, Texas, the touchscreen electronic, you know, non-verifiable Scantron, it doesn't matter, systems. But, of course, have it all vetted and written out properly. And then show how they're afraid of that and don't want to do that. Because the only way you're going to be able to do it is, well, there's several ways. We can totally discredit their systems, sue them, expose them, make them remove them, but they're not doing that. I mean, they've got control. We're still educating folks. They're starting to crumble. People now know the truth. Just from 3 years ago, they didn't. People now, mainstream, believe there's a fraud. But we got to do more than that so we can remove the machines, remove the companies, sue the companies, sue public officials. That's one way. And then there's the other way of doing the recall on the machine. Just like you recall Governor Gray Davis, let's recall the machines. Do you have any comments on that idea?
I think it's a great idea. And we have started a petition at Vote Rescue, which we're starting to bring to all the events and things that we're doing to get signatures that way, because we think that's a great idea, too. We're still not certain if we would have luck voting in paper ballot systems and getting rid of machines, if the vote itself has to take place with the machines, it's it's, again, a catch-22 situation. But
now one of your solutions has been to go out and show numbers, go out and get exit polls, and then show how it doesn't match those precincts, right?
Well, we haven't really done official exit polls. What we've been doing at Vote Rescue here locally is what we call parallel elections with paper ballots, and we will be doing that again in November.
But see, by that, I mean, I really see that as an exit poll, just documenting it.
It can be considered that way. At the same time, it doesn't have the statistical reliability of an exit poll, but we may be looking into becoming an exit polling entity soon. But we are doing parallel elections. We think that that's just a good watchdog activity. And we're encouraging, here's the fundamental bottom line on it. Only citizens are going to have to get involved in this, no matter how much they'd rather, you know, kick back on the couch and watch American Idol or football. For those people that haven't yet gotten involved in anything, they're waiting for somebody else to do it. I know you've talked about this a lot, but really, it's going to come from the citizens. The only reason that there's the familiarity with this issue that might exist today, to whatever degree, it's because of citizens who have been trying to take action. And on the Black Box Voting website, there's this wonderful item called the Citizens Toolkit, which Kathleen Wynn and Bev Harris put together, and it's about 90 pages of ideas of things that citizens can do to monitor elections. It's mostly about gathering evidence.
Well, it's simple. We are having our control over our own destiny taken away. We are having organized, meticulously engineered election fraud coast to coast. And it's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's whoever controls the machines, their own little systems. It's the Republicans and Democrats together against the American people, though the Republicans are the leaders of this movement. And, I mean, if we don't have a vote, folks, we've got an elite so corrupt they're stealing it en masse, none of us are safe. And again, this isn't happening alone. It fits into this larger pattern of hundreds of different issues. Vicki Carp, I mean, you want to comment on the larger, this election fraud, electronic voting machine, you know, hack scam, it just fits into a mosaic. It's a unified movement of just corruption that really makes it that much more serious.
Well, I agree. It's a piece of the puzzle that had to be in place in order for a lot of other criminal activities by our government to be able to take place. And they can just, as you said, just rampantly and arrogantly carry out illegal war, the Patriot Act, the Trans-Texas Corridor. There are just vaccines, testing.
Gun control.
Gun control, psychological testing of children and forced drugs. I mean, so many of things, everything that you report on your show, it's all tied together, and there's no way any of it could happen without vote fraud.
So you are striking at the root, Vicki, and I hope people will get hacked. We don't have it up on InfoWars.com or on the toll-free number yet, but, folks, you really should go up there tonight or tomorrow and get a copy of Hacked. Is this up on Amazon.com yet?
We're in process. It's not there yet.
So this, folks, this just came out. It's not even available on InfoWars.com yet, but you will be able to get it. What are some other ways to get it?
The other way to get it right now is through our website, which is HackedElections.com.
Oh, good. HackedElections.com.
Right.
That's HackedElections.com. And here locally, the Brave New Books, downtown's carrying it.
That's right.
So folks can go down. And do you off the top of your head know that address?
1904 Guadalupe.
1904 Guadalupe. I haven't been down there yet. I hear it's great. But again, by tonight, we will have Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, up on InfoWars.com for people to get. But if folks missed your website, give it to us again.
It's HackedElections.com.
I want to get back into the positive things that are happening. I mean, folks, I don't want to just glaze over this. I want this to burn into our brains. We've gone from 3 or 4 years ago, the average American knowing nothing about election fraud, laughing, going, sure, they're stealing elections, to the majority of Americans in polls believing there's a problem, believing there's election fraud going on, because we see the exit polls where somebody is losing, but they're an establishment candidate, so they really win, or we see polls where they're going to lose by 15 points, but then they win by 10 points or 12 points. Well, what do you see happening in this collision now? Because on not just voting, but on so many issues, there is an awakening, so the government's racing with its corporate interest to kind of try to oppress us so that can't happen.
Well, that's exactly what I'm seeing. In fact, that leads me into something I wanted to tell the listeners and tell you, and if you didn't know this yet. The Secretary of State in each state is the person ultimately responsible for certifying voting systems. So here we have Roger Williams in Texas. And we have these certification hearings of a panel of so-called experts who actually hear the information. It's supposed to be a hearing on which voting systems they're going to recommend for certification. And these These hearings occur behind closed doors. No citizen involvement. No election officials are allowed to be there. It's the vendors and the voting system examiners who then make a recommendation to Roger Williams. So there was a lawsuit last year to try to open these hearings up to the public. They succeeded in opening up one hearing, and that was it. Then they shut them down. But now we have our Secretary of State using Help America Vote Act funds, federal funds, which really comes down to our tax dollars, and they're executing a propaganda campaign. They're calling it Vote Texas, and they have this big bus, and they're driving it around the state with this banner saying electronic voting is faster, safer, more secure, and they have these electronic voting systems on board. We're paying the tab for this disinformation campaign.
But the good news is their propaganda doesn't work anymore. You see, the establishment's taken power. They've stolen the elections, but they're being discredited as they do it. As they win, they're losing is my point.
Well, we're going to do our best to make sure that continues to happen. And
is there a way to block them from using voter funds for propaganda?
Not that we have found, but there was an incident that happened at the Bob Bullock Museum a couple of weeks ago that I think people need to be aware of.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about
that. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
Well, this was a kickoff campaign where they were describing the Vote Texas bus and where it was going to go. And we got an invitation sent by some Democratic group online. It said it seemed to be open to the public, this meeting at the Bob Bullock Museum. It just said that you had to RSVP. So several of our Vote Rescue people RSVP'd. They showed up and they were escorted out by police and told it was a private meeting and that it was a private building.
That's right. State-funded building.
Right.
On record. State official there. Public meeting. And they selectively say, you get out of here.
That's right.
And by the way, I talked to folks that were there just quietly walking around talking to people at a public function. Boom. Get out of here. We'll come back, take a few calls, let her finish the story.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to try to jam Matt, Jay, and John in, so have your comments ready, man. But just briefly, we do now have Hacked, the new book, up on the Shakur shopping cart at InfoWars.com. It is now available, so get your copies there or from her great website. Real briefly, just finish up the story. Bob Bullock Museum, state property, public function there, and they end up seeing you guys press passes. You're there to investigate fraud. What happened?
Well, it wasn't exactly press passes, but they had RSVP'd and everything was clear.
Well, I talked to one of the folks. They had a Jack Blood press pass.
Oh.
They're like, what is that? Get out of here.
I stand corrected then.
Yeah.
Well, our folks were just wandering around, just, you know, starting to, the meeting hadn't started yet, and they were just there to observe, and they were not there disrupting anything, and at the very, very beginning, police officers came and escorted them out, and it was amazing.
And this was a public function, but they said this isn't public.
They said it's a private meeting, and it's a private building, so I'm trying to figure out, since when did the Bob Bullock Museum become a private building?
Well, it's state-owned and state-run. There's state police that run it.
Once again, you know, our tax dollars paying for something, and we're being thrown out and saying, you know, being told it's private. It's just a lie.
But it was billed as a public discussion about elections.
The invitation went out on the Internet to a number of people, so we have to assume that it was open to the public.
Well, they're running scared, and they should be. Matt's in Tennessee. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. A fellow by the name of Greg Mack McKay with the Knox County Election Commission sent me an email offering $25 for vote training, which I find offensive. And, of course, the impetus was the $1 million or so that Knox County, Tennessee got with the Help America Vote Act. We've emailed back and forth, and he's contacted me assuring me that these HART InterCivic machines are secure.
Well, comment on that. We know all about HART InterCivic, Vicki.
Well, the HART InterCivic machines have software that's still, you know, secret, proprietary software that has not been reviewed. However, an old version of their software is about to be reviewed by a computer programmer, and we'll find out what it includes. And then we have at least a case to make to them to prove to us if there are...
Well, none of it should be secret. This is our vote.
Well, none of it should be.
Finish up what you were saying, Matt. What else happened?
Well, my question was, you know, what specifically mechanically is wrong with HART InterCivic, but I think Vicki answered it by saying that they have secret proprietary software.
And no one's ever been allowed to review it or look under the hood. They let private corporations come in and do this. I mean, this is unbelievable. Thanks, Matt. Great. You bet. Thank you. We'll do a whole other show sometime and just take calls, Vicki. Jay in Kansas City, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm about 8 months new to the movement here. I just wanted to call and say that... when I was down in Florida, there were people that were actually standing outside for the 2004 election saying, let your vote count, ask for a receipt. And there were fairly large amount of people that were actually trying to ask for a receipt, and they couldn't even get one.
Well, there's no such thing.
There are certain voting systems in Florida that do have paper ballots are being used and run through optical scan counters, which are corrupt.
But
now they passed a law in Florida that makes it against the law to recount paper ballots by hand once they've been run through a machine.
Oh, so they're... I mean, plus having a receipt, how are you going to go pile them together and recount? It's just a... Thank you for the call, Jay. I appreciate it. John in New York, final caller. Go ahead, John. Yeah, go ahead.
John calling from Lone Lantern Society of Albany, New York.
Okay.
Actually, just wanted to call about the voter fraud thing. Been here in the Capitol handing out pamphlets on how e-voting is corrupt and it won't work. And also wanted to plug the fact that I don't know if you've heard of Lone Lantern Society in Chicago. We're going to be handing out 5,000 DVDs of Loose Change this Sunday at the Chicago Marathon.
Good. Listen, I got to let you go, bro. I got to let you go. Vicki Karp, I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I'm sorry the time went so fast, but we'll have you back in.
My pleasure.
You bet. The book is Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, available at InfoWars.com. We also have 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. Get it. God bless you.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.